Oh, it was crazy. They had lines from here to, like, let's say to that building over there. And you go down the ramp, and then there's like a big line. And the dealers are over there, you know, one bag of coke, bag of heroin, and a bag of money. And you go there, you tell them what you want, and they take it in.
Paul Mendes stands on the outskirts of Lisbon, describing the drug scene here in the late 90s. That was at the height of Portugal's drug epidemic. Beside him is a white van with a lineup of mostly men who come here to this mobile drug unit to get their daily dose of methadone. Like Paul, who grew up in the U.S. before moving back to Portugal, they're all recovering addicts from that era, alive and doing pretty well, thanks to the country's visionary approach to drug addiction.
So you must get dozens and dozens of people through now.
Across town in a leafy compound of low-rise government buildings, I meet Dr. João Goulin. He heads up Portugal's Intervention on Addictive Behaviors and Dependency Services and is unofficially known as Portugal's drug czar, the man who 20 years ago helped devise a radical blueprint to pull his country out of a devastating epidemic.
Happened among all social groups. It was cross-cutting all society, medium class, high classes, everybody. It was almost impossible to find the Portuguese family that had no problems with drugs.
Goulin explains that until the mid-80s, Portugal was under the regime of a conservative dictatorship, where even Coca-Cola was banned. When a revolution swept in democracy, drugs came with it, and the Portuguese were totally unprepared. By the 90s, 100,000 people in a country of 10 million were addicted to hard drugs. That's 1% of the population.
Almost as if everybody who tried drugs became problematic and addicted. And so the visibility and the tolerance was different from what happened in other European societies, for instance. No? And the investment in the health responses started shortly after.
In 2001, at the urging of Goulin and other experts, Portugal decriminalized small amounts of all drugs, from cannabis to heroin. Addiction rates plummeted, as did those for HIV and AIDS. The court system declogged, and what began as the Portuguese experiment is now studied by experts and officials around the world as the Portuguese model.
I believe it was very important. Mostly it was important not only to pass the law and to sell the idea of that law, but mostly to sell the idea of the dignity of the people who suffered from this disease.
No cumprimento do disposto artigo 11, decreto-lei número X, 23 de abril, notifiquei entregando-lhe a cópia presente do voto. So, they said the law that I broke, notification of this document, the type of drug I was consuming or
Bruno, in his mid-20s, sits at a table at one of Portugal's dissuasion commissions in downtown Lisbon. He's here because he was caught with several dozen grams of hash. As part of Portugal's healthcare, rather than criminal approach to addiction and drug use, when police catch someone here with a small amount of drugs, something you can consume in 10 days, they give out a warning or a small fine or order community service. If it's over that amount, like Bruno's case, they hand out an order to come here to a local commission where they have to talk with a psychologist about drug addiction or any personal problems they feel like sharing. Of the 2,500 people who pass through the center each year, only 10% have a drug problem.
It's an awkward situation. Nobody likes to be caught by the police. Then you have to be notified to go somewhere. And people are normally a little afraid coming in, and it's not very comfortable. But because the first contact is with one of the psychologists, social worker that explains the law and explains what might be the outcome of it, when we normally get to the hearing stage, they are much more or less comfortable with the situation.
Explains sociologist Nuno Capaz, the vice president of the Commission for the Dissuasion of Drug Addiction in Lisbon. He says the center is not interested in punishing or even moralizing, and he thinks that's part of its success. Among 20 to 30-year-olds in Portugal, only 1 in 6 have what the World Health Organization defines as a drug use disorder. That's one of the lowest rates in the world. But Capaz is careful to point out that decriminalization of drug use is not legalization.
It's never acceptable. It's always illegal. What we tried to do when we decided to decriminalize drug usage back in 2001 was that we sort of gave up on trying to solve the problem, and we decided to come up with a way that where we could actually manage the problem. And it's working. The problem, it's not solved. There's abuse, there's misuse, there's all these bad things regarding illicit substance. Nevertheless, when we come across someone with those sort of indicators, I feel that I'm in a much better position to provide them with the help that they need than the court would ever be.
Clean needle handouts, programs to encourage small businesses to hire addicts in treatment, and an across-the-board government ministry network of support for those struggling to stay off drugs were set up and are still operational today, including methadone clinics in vans like where Paul Mendez comes each day.
I feel great. I feel awesome. I come here, you know, today you couldn't get me to do drugs. I don't give a shit if you had a pound of cocaine right here. You couldn't get me to do that.
But in order to help people get off drugs, the man who devised the Portuguese model, Dr. Goulão, says a central mind shift is needed that not all countries are yet prepared to make.
The fact that we are talking about a disease, not a sin, it deserves the same dignity as other diseases. Even if some types of diabetes are caused by your food habits, people do not criminalize you, and people tend to offer you all the health responses that you need. Why is it different with someone who is addicted to a substance, licit or illicit? Okay? And I believe that this was the movement, the most important movement that we had in our society, was to consider addiction as a disease.
Megan Williams, DW, Lisbon.